The federal government responded to demands it place better controls on post-secondary institutions by announcing a cap on international students last January. In the wake of that announcement from Immigration Minister Mark Miller, there were allegations some colleges were operating as bad actors by welcoming too many international students. Miller said the caps were necessary to alleviate pressures the influx of international students was having on housing and infrastructure in some communities, including Waterloo Region. Conestoga College was named widely in articles about the international student cap simply because it enrolled more than 30,000 international students in 2023 alone. In February, Conestoga President John Tibbetts and University of Waterloo economist Larry Smith took to the stage at Conestoga to defend the college against allegations it was a bad actor in the international student crisis. But what was supposed to be a controlled event took a dark turn when Cambridge Today reporter Joe McGinty asked Tibbetts what he thought of Sioux College President David Orazietti's recent comments on a Village Media podcast. In it, he called Conestoga irresponsible and Tibbetts' attempt to shift the blame for the issue to private colleges laughable. How do you take 20,000 students into your community and have housing for them, services and everything they need without creating chaos? Orazietti questioned. Tibbetts took exception to these allegations as he fired back, noting Orazietti had only been on the job for a few months and needed to learn to shut his mouth. He went on to liken Orazietti to a whore. That comment triggered calls for Tibbetts to resign and led Orazietti to file a defamation lawsuit against Conestoga's president. Read the full story here.